CrossFit School of Sweat podcast, episode 31, and the last recording for the year 2019. So, just wanted to do a little sharing and reflecting on the past year. We had a lot of new members come in, and we also started all those members with our new PT first, which feedback on that was great from everybody who participated in it, but also from the members who were pre-existing, because they noticed that the new people came into classes, the group classes, with a little more understanding, a little more ready to jump right in, even though it's still a big learning curve in the beginning, getting used to the CrossFit style. But that was something good we did this year. We had quite a few good group events. We did the Temescal Valley 5K. There was a pretty good group of us there, about, I think, maybe 8 to 10 people. We also did the Angels Baseball Stadium 5K. Again, I think we had about 8 or 10 people at that one as well. We had a lot of people doing some Spartan races and some other outside events. We had a couple of really good off-site holiday workouts for Memorial Day, 4th of July, I think Labor Day too. I'd say CrossFit School of Sweat had a pretty damn good 2019. I want to thank all of you for your membership and your support of me and the program. I'm going to continue to do my best to give you the best service possible in our small little garage gym affiliate. Continue to do my best to become a better coach. Learn more about movement, performance, and teaching it, correcting it when it's flawed and needs some fixing. And also just be that support you need, the guide to help you be the best version of you. This podcast was also something that I started new this year, which was really just a way to communicate some stuff to the members or anybody else who might want to listen. Not sure what kind of an audience this reaches, even though it's on the internet, so anybody can see it. But something that was a little outside of my comfort zone is just standing around talking to myself and then hoping people listen to it. But I started off really hot with it. I was doing it consistent every week, and then it kind of hit some lulls, and then it would go a couple of weeks. I wouldn't do anything. Then I'd get back on it. So one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get back to being real consistent with it, sharing some stuff that's happening with the gym or just some other tidbits of knowledge I can share with you guys to help your experiences. Just wanted to let you all know I appreciate everybody and the support. Please refer your friends, neighbors, anybody else, because we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. Let them know what CrossFit's doing for you and the School of Sweat, and bring them on in. Appreciate it. Have a good New Year's Eve night. Good start to 2020. Come up with some goals. I'll get you a plan for your extracurricular work. I did that with Matt already. He gave me some goals he wanted to work on for 2020. We've got a plan in place for him to utilize on top of his regular participation in the group classes. He has some stuff he's going to be working on a daily basis to help him in those capacities. So come up with some goals. I'll go over them with you, and we'll make a realistic plan for you to work towards them. Let's have a great 2020. I'll see you in the gym.